Principle one, never overeat.
Proverbs 23:2 NIV, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Ezekiel 16:49 NLT. Sodom's sins were pride, gluttony, and laziness, while the poor and needy suffered outside her door. Proverbs 23:20-21 NASB. Do not be with heavy drinkers of wine or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe one with rags.
Do you want to know the number one reason losing weight is so complicated for all of us? It's because we're eating too much dang food. We literally eat every hour, and that includes snacking. If you look back at our ancestors, they didn't do that. Food wasn't as easily accessible for them as it is for us in 21st century America. Back then, food had to be found, taken, prepared, and then eaten. They weren't eating 4 to 5 small meals a day like some diets out there suggest. They didn't have refrigerators to store that much food. I honestly believe that our bodies are hardwired to be able to go without food for a much longer time than we allow ourselves to. Overeating is what made us sick and fat. Overeating is such a major issue that the Bible mentions it quite often. In scripture, it's called gluttony. Gluttony and laziness. Words like gluttony and laziness aren't very popular in the Christian world. The reason we shy away from these topics is because so many Christians are lazy and gluttonous.
Deuteronomy 21:18-21 NASB. If any man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey his father or his mother, and when they chastise him, he will not even listen to them, then his father and mother shall seize him and bring him out to the elders of the city at the gateway of his hometown. They shall say to the elders of his city, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death, so you shall remove the evil from our midst, and all Israel will hear of it and fear.
Ouch. Sounds harsh, right? In the Old Testament, you could stone someone for being this rebellious. Obviously, we don't live under Old Testament laws anymore, thanks to Jesus, but I like that this passage points out how serious we should be taking these issues. This is important to God, but we don't take it seriously in the church today, and we have overweight leaders who won't touch the subject. We all just laugh it off like it's not a big deal. That has to stop. Gluttony is sin, and it's something we must talk about.
Acts 26:18 NASB. To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
10 ways to avoid overeating. 1, order an appetizer. When you're eating out, ordering a small appetizer to share is a good idea. Have your appetizer 15 to 20 minutes before your meal arrives. Once you start eating your meal, you can eat with a lot more control because you'll already be approaching that full feeling. 2, talk, talk, talk. Try putting your fork down and have a conversation with the people you're eating with. It's easy to overeat when you eat so fast that you're basically inhaling your food. 3, ask God to help you slow down. Ask for help before you start eating. I believe God has a great sense of humor because anytime I say that prayer, something always happens to slow me down. One time my son asked me for carrots, so I had to get up from the table to get them. Once I got back, I can only take one bite before my husband asked for ketchup. After I got ketchup, the doorbell rang. It was funny, but the Lord answered my prayer. 4, set a timer. Set a timer for 2 minutes. Take a couple of bites and then stop. Look up from the food and give it time to hit your bloodstream. Take the time to talk or take a bathroom break. This will give your brain time to register that it's full before you clean your whole plate. 5, use a knife and fork. Think of all the food you ate today. Did you use a knife and a fork at any point? We eat a lot with our hands, which can contribute to overeating. Start using a knife and a fork with your meals to control your portions. If you're eating pizza, cut it up into tiny pieces. You can do this with just about any food. 6, sip hot tea. Sip hot tea in between bites of your meal. It breaks your eating rhythm and slows you down. 7, take smaller bites in general. I'm someone who likes to do everything big, so I used to take big bites too. Now, I find that it's actually fun to take a sandwich and cut it up into tiny pieces and eat it that way. 8, get the food out of sight. The second you start feeling a little bit full, you need to get rid of the food in front of you. Call the waitress and get a to-go box right away. If you're at home, move your plate to the kitchen and start boxing it up immediately. The longer you sit there with the food, the more you're going to be tempted to take another bite and another bite and another bite, even though you're not hungry. 9, dissect the food. Let's pretend you're eating sushi. Visually dissect the sushi and pick what you consider to be the best parts. Is it the little sesame seeds? Is it just the meat? Pick it apart and eat the parts you actually want and enjoy. Nibble and savor each little pinch until you're full. Don't eat all the things you don't want just because you feel like you have to. 10, use a smaller plate. Filling up a small plate tricks your brain into thinking you're getting a lot more food than you are. At the same time, you're downsizing your portions. Your brain thinks you're piling it on, but you're eating less because it's a smaller plate.